Welcome to the art of going your own way. Brace for impact. Oh, shit, what to talk about? There's so many things. I want to give you a recap of, like, the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Some of the shit that's transpired at the watering hole, what's going on in the world, what's going on with Canada, and they're confiscating bank accounts, and they're shutting down crypto wallets and stuff. And you know what? Yeah, I gotta have the heater on here for a minute. This is why my money's in shinies. I mean, I looked at crypto and stuff, and I'm like, I know that it's a big lie. Yeah, you might be able to get in and out and get some money, but don't think that money's not traceable. When it all gets shut down, and that's the way they're going. I mean, look at Canada, okay? You don't think that's coming to America? Oh, that's going to come to America. Any kind of opposition that you may express, they're going to freeze your bank accounts. Try to take your assets. Don't have that much money in the bank. Have what you need to navigate on a month-to-month or a couple-month basis and take out the rest. You know, that paper's worthless anyways. When people wake up and realize it, that it's worthless, then it's all over anyways. So until then, set yourself up. I got stocked freezers. I got stocked everything. Because, you know, I'm going to have an easier time than a hell of a lot of other people. And it's still going to be a shit time. But at least there'll be food. What you have to do, gentlemen, you know this, talked about fuck around money, fuck off money, is you have to set yourself up to where you can go, fuck off. You can't control me. You can try to. I mean, look at all the people that have fallen for the hoax and the ruse of getting injected in the biggest medical experiment. They tell you what they're going to do. It's a depopulation thing. They want you fucking dead, but they're going to take as much from you before you kick off as possible. Oh, rant. You like that last video I put up? Oh, I gotta go clean myself up again. Oh my God. You know, that right there is the epitome of a liberal woman. That's a fat fucking land whale of a woman. I saw that and I just kind of had to share because that is the mindset of these fucking people out there. Oh, just because that one's a fat land whale and it's fucked in the head, don't think that the skinny, good-looking ones aren't as fucked in the head. They're fucked in the head too. Liberalism is a disease, a mental disorder. There is no critical thinking there. There is only go with the ebb and flow of feelings. The cult of feelings, that's what it is. Now, I've recorded a couple things, and I haven't just really had the time to put them up. Life has been really busy, but I'm going to recap a couple things. I was up at the watering hole, and I may have touched on this before, but there was a woman up there who was playing pull tabs, and she said to me, you know, not when and where shit, you want to play some pull tabs together? I'm like, nah, sure, what the fuck? You know, I'm just enjoying myself cutting loose. And we end up winning quite a bit of money together, which was nice. That was about 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And then a couple nights ago, earlier this last week, whatever the fuck, I was up there again and she was up there and I'm hanging out. My buddies all left and before my buddies left, she came over and she said, I'm not winning at pull tabs. You want to maybe go in again? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll go in $20. So she gets the tickets. I expect her to go back to her seat. No, she fucking grabs her drink and sits down next to me and my buddies. Then we play a couple, and we play some playbacks, get some playbacks. And so not much really going on. And then my other buddies say, well, I got to go. I got to get out of here and stuff. And then, so I'm like, well, we haven't won. So I'm going to have a smoke. Well, I'll join you. She goes out. You guys know where this is going. And so out and having a smoke. And then she's talking to me. I've never played one of those electronic games. Do you... Maybe you can show me how to play one. I don't know if I'm interested. Oh, come on. I'm like, all right, I'll play one round. And so we're sitting there, got to press the button. It's like a slot machine deal or whatever. And she's talking to me. And other people are watching. And they know my lady up there and stuff. And I'm sitting there going, fucking A. You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. So, I'll interject. She's grabbing... She says to me, first of all, you know, I know you can tell that I like you, and I think that you and I could be really good friends, like BFFs. And I'm like, yeah, well, why do you think that? Well, you know, we have fun together and stuff, and we win sometimes at pull tabs. And then she puts her hand on my arm, and I go, yeah, I'm seeing somebody right now, and I'm really enjoying my time with that person. Oh, well, it doesn't have to be sexual, you know. By the way, I've already had the best sex of my life, and I'm not even interested in sex. Then why are you fucking grabbing onto me, right? I don't say that. That's what I'm thinking. Anyways, this woman, I decide to be kind of a dick, right? And sitting there talking, and there's other people off to the side, and we get into a conversation and stuff, and I'm talking to a guy that I know up there, and she gets up and she does something and she goes, what's going on with you and her? She's not the woman you're up here with. I'm like, absolutely nothing's going on, right? And I get up and I walk over to a couple of cackling hens that are up there all the time. I go, you two better not start any rumors. There's nothing going on. Just having a drink and playing some pull tabs. Oh, we didn't think that. Well, later on, one of them came up to me. And I like this woman, an older woman. She goes, yeah, the other woman, she was saying, well, what's going on with him? I'm sitting there being captain, just sitting at the chair, drinking my drink, being, yeah, let's get this done, move on and stuff. It was just fucking hilarious. Anyways, she keeps interjecting, and I go, you know what the issue is here? And this woman's attractive, don't get me wrong, but I also know she's been vaccinated. And so I wouldn't touch this woman with Crimson's dick, okay? Or Sinister's dick, any of your guys' dick, even though she's good looking. But she's got a little turd bucket running around, 7-year-old. So... You don't fucking do anything. You don't show them any compassion. You just have conversations. And consider it learning experiences, the way I look at it. To see what these people truly are and how fucked in the head they truly are. And trust me, they are. So... I'm sitting there talking, and she keeps interrupting me. And I just said, hey, do you know what a conversation is? Well, yeah, it's where we talk together. I said, yeah, but do you know that when somebody's talking, you don't fucking talk over them and interrupt? You wait for your turn? That's what a conversation is. Because if you're going to sit here and talk all over me, I'm not going to sit here with you. Oh, I'm sorry and stuff. And so we talk a little bit more and she starts doing it again. I said, do you see what you're doing? I need you to shut your mouth. Shut your mouth and let me finish my part of the conversation. oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And when I tell you to open your mouth, you can open your mouth. And I go, open your mouth. And I kind of point to her. And she goes, and she opens her mouth. And I go, now stick out your tongue. And she stuck out her tongue. And she goes, why? Because I want to see what your mouth looks like. You know? I want to see your tongue. And, okay, now close your mouth. And she kind of looks at me like, he wants me to give him a blowjob. I'm like, yeah, normally it'd be the only way to keep your mouth shut. But again, that AIDS-infested woman who took the shot, you never get with them. Fucking bossy bitch. These women of today, they're not worth it at all. If you're lucky. If you're lucky, and I'm not pushing anything on you guys know this, I'm just living my life. But if you're lucky, you can find a woman like Widow, where she is submissive, she listens, she's very caring, but you still maintain your autonomy, and you don't go deep. You don't go deep. I was having a conversation with her. I said to her, too, I said, hey, I just wanted you to know that when I was up having drinks, that blondie sat down next to me. We played some pull tabs and together and stuff, and I want you to know that she was touching on my arm and that she was hitting on me. I said, I'm not telling you to make you jealous. I'm telling you so that you know. And I've also said this to her before. I said, I don't mind flirting. I like flirting around. You just don't let it go to the next step. You can flirt all you want there, Widow. You can flirt with other people. You kiss on somebody. You touch somebody. We're done. It's over. And I would consider it the same from my point of view. But then again, if that happens, it's over anyways. So the only thing you can do, gentlemen, is enjoy the time that you have. Because you've heard this. They're only yours until your money runs out, till somebody better comes along, blah, blah, blah. So don't even waste much effort at all. Shit. Enjoy your time. Work on yourself. Do the things that make you happy. If they're going to stick around, they're going to stick around. You can be a little generous. You can buy a meal or something every once in a while, have some fun, have a drink together. And I tell you, your generosity, if you are true in the way you do it, then that generosity is returned, okay? If you're a upright, good person. You don't gotta be an asshole like your buddy Taugio. However, I'm not an asshole. I'm a generous guy. Generous to my friends. But then again, you don't know. This is just, oh, he's just talking, trying to make himself sound like a really decent guy. I am what I am. Fuck it. Hold on a second here. Yeah, I got today off. Finally. A nice day off. It's a holiday. President's Day today. So that's why I got it off. Oh, what other shit's been going on? I may have said this or put it in a video that I didn't post yet. There's that pull tab lady. You know, the one that you think I'm slipping the meat to. I've slipped her a little meat from the meat raffle. But anyways, I walk up there, this was, I don't know, a few whatever days ago it was, and I may have said this before, but I still think it's fucking hilarious. I walk up and it's the middle of the shift change, and I had a winner that I wanted to cash in, and the one good-looking one that I've been kind of joking around with and stuff, but she's, it is what it is. She pulls away the shift change thing, and she's up there, and the other woman's up there, and I go, but the other woman's name tag was up. And I go, oh, I'm just going to use Jamie as a name, okay? And I go, oh, which one of you two are Jamie? I can't tell. And the one goes to me, and she flips up her finger at me, and she goes, fuck you, like that. And I go, eh, maybe, if you play your cards right. I left her speechless. She just couldn't say a fucking word to me. She gave me the couple of replays. I walked back to my table, and I went another one, and I go up a few minutes later, and she goes, and the other woman's already gone at this point in time. She goes, you know, there's some things that I just can't say behind this booth. And I'm like, well, good. Then I don't have to listen to you. I just shocked her again. Her jaw dropped. And then I go, like that. Gave her the little finger up gun symbol and go, like, hey, you know, wink, nod and a wink. And I just turn and walk away. I see her again a day or two later and I go, you been working on your poker game? See, this is the fun of flirting, getting them flustered. Because it's so goddamn funny when they see you with a woman, holy shit, they come out of the woodwork. And these fucking whores up here, by the way, they do have back channels. They do have back channels. It's called Facebook. Oh, yeah. Now I'm Facebook friends with a bunch of women up there. I go, I bet you are. She goes, what do you mean by that? I go, oh, you know, that's a little back channel talk between you and your women, you and your lady friends and stuff. Oh, well, I didn't think of it that way. I go, that's exactly what it is. But anyways, I digress. What else? Oh, you know, there's been a few drunk times with Tau Gale in there. I didn't post them. You Effenheimers. Well, I would say, oh, yeah, here's another interesting deal, too, is that prior Blondie, the one that I was kind of seeing, she's got a couple friends up there, and they always just kind of glance and stare at me from the distance. And there's another woman that used to hang out with those two. And there's a big divide between her and the other woman now. And it's because I got confronted by previous Blondie that I was hitting on them. And I wasn't. I was just doing research. And when I talked to Blondie, I said, I wasn't hitting on her, and if anything, it was when you and I had a downtime, and even if it was, that's, you and I didn't have anything going on, so I don't know what you're getting all bent out of shape about. Just kind of fucking funny. Well, now that I'm up there with Widow, there's like this big divide. And I think that there's reporting back to prior Blondie. I don't give a shit. Don't care. I'm having a great time with Widow. Great time with my buddies up at the watering hole. Mom's doing all right. I've had to whip her into shape. And she doesn't complain. Except for maybe about 5%. Of what she was doing before. And, you know, that's the tough love. Still trying to help her out, still trying to do some things to ease her pain, but there's nothing I can do for her, and she knows that. I'm doing the best I can with what I got. Now, the mom deal's done. Dad's at rest. Oh, miss him. Good guy. Life goes on. I'll remember him. I'm sure a lot of people do. Isn't it funny how you run into people that you haven't seen for a while, or even if somebody that you're semi-acquainted with, and they come up to you and they go, you know, I was thinking about you the other day. And you go, oh, what were you thinking about? Well, you know, just something you had said to me. some advice he gave me, and I thought about it, and I thought, man, that was really great advice. Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. And there's even other people up at the watering hole that I barely interact with. I just say hi. These fucking people know my name. I don't know their names. They know my name. And I'm just some guy hanging out there, having conversations, joking around. We kind of have our certain spot in the area. Don't typically sit up at the bar. I sit at a table. I sit at a corner spot at the table. And I got Marine, Army, and Mechanic that usually sit there. And we got other people that kind of flow in and out. Is it Tau Gal's table? No. Is it Marine's table? No. It's a table that we occupy. And the people there know it's our table. It's kind of like the table of respect. People, when they walk by, they go, hey, how you doing, Tau Gal? Doing good. How are you? Ladies, when they walk by, hey, Tau Gal. Hey, how you doing? Hey, Marine. Hey, Army. Hey, Mechanic. Many a time do I have women walk by and they put their arm on my shoulder and rub it as they walk by, as they walk to the restroom. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, Tau Gal. It's just nice. I have a complete demeanor change about me. From, shit, those of you that have been listening a long time, long, long time. Shit, what am I on here? 2 years now? It's anywhere from, 2 to 3 years I've been kind of posting on here. And, I've come a long way, long way. I don't give a shit about women and their feelings deeply. It depends. If I've offended somebody, I may say, well, I apologize that I offended you. You know, I needed to say what I said. It did offend you, and for that, you know, it is what it is. So accept my sincere apology. Unless it's not worth apologizing over. I have a way I walk now these days. My head's always high. I don't look down at the ground. I fucking nod at people. Hey, how you doing? Aware of my surroundings at all time. Yeah, even when I get a little buzzy buzz going on. I tell you, people know when you got it going on, when you're not controllable. Doesn't mean I'm great, doesn't mean I'm better than anybody else. It means I'm more aware. I'm sentient, I'm self-aware. I know where I want to go, I know where I want to be, I know what I need to do. I'm in control of my finances. I'm in control of my choices. Just like you guys should be. Hold on. Taking a few puffs. I got somebody walking by too, and I got the window down, and I don't need them eavesdropping on my conversation. Even though this conversation, once posted, is open for the world to listen to. Getting towards spring. Getting ready to get the goat out. Oh, shit, I don't know if I posted this on the video. I just don't remember because I've made a few that I didn't post. Red. Red wished me a happy birthday. And, happy birthday! How you doing? Feeling older? And I wrote her this long diatribe back, but I'll touch on a couple of the great ones in there. I said, you know, still not talking to my kids, and I know my ex-wife is bankrupt. And I said, you know, things are going great. I got the 65 goat. I got the 70s CB350. redone. This spring, I'm going to be doing some more. Got this going on, that going on. Don't talk to my kids anymore. I know my ex-wife is bankrupt, and I said, and you know, I guess it is true what they say, that living the best life is the best revenge. Chirp, 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 crickets, crickets. I also said that, you know, after you left, I've been dating a few people and stuff, and I'm with a widow, and she doesn't have any kids, and it's just nice. It's just nice. So, let's just say that if she thought that I was doing bad after she left, which is kind of what I was thinking she was hoping for, I set her straight. I said, I'm living the best life right now. It's awesome. I'll never hear from that woman again. And if I do, I'll just laugh a little bit more. Did have a dream about her, though. It's weird. Had a dream about the woman that we're laying in bed together. And I kind of wake up and I go, oh, I got to get going. I don't know why I was laying in bed with her and stuff. This is subliminal shit. Who knows? And she climbs on top of me and she goes, well, before you go, do you wanna do it? And you know what I said? Sure. But then I got to go because I got a date tonight. Hilarious. Fuck, man. It's kind of windy where I'm at today. May or may not be getting some snow. Like I said, I got the day off. Just enjoying, really, doing not much of anything. I'm catching up on new stuff. Oh, this is going to be a short week for your buddy. I took Friday off. I'm giving Widow a hand. She's getting some, she's getting a procedure done. And don't read anything. It's a mild procedure. And it's to correct her eyesight so she doesn't have to wear glasses. So you know exactly what it is. And I said, yeah, I'll drive you back from that. Not a problem. Yeah, you can stay over because the first day you're going to need somebody. I had that done too. First day, you're going to need somebody to help you out. Second day, you can start opening your eyes. But first day, you're just going to want to sleep most of the day. Or just keep your eyes closed as much as possible. You're going to be sensitive to light, all this shit. So, it'll be nice. She won't have to wear contacts. And even though she wears contacts most of the time, glasses rarely. She's a very attractive woman, and very much more so without glasses. So she'll never have to wear those again. Maybe some cheaters. What else? So I'll be helping her out. Got a couple doctor's appointments coming up for my mom to help her out. Hopefully something will stick and help. Yeah, work. Work is so goddamn funny. Ever since the man, you know, I'm so happy that I stuck and held my ground that that this shit kind of blew over. Oh, I wanted to fight it even more. But I thank God for the relationship that I have that, even though I am a sinner, even I'm a smoker, a drinker, and all this stuff, I still have a decent, in my opinion, relationship with God through Yeshua. And I think that I'm being guided out of harm's way most of the time. No, you do get trials by fire here and there. You'll be put in harm's way. Things will happen. Knowing your power and knowing how to navigate this world is what's going to ultimately save you, even though you die in the end. Standing your ground and saying, fuck no. Yep. Any other fucking tidbits? Oh, well, let's touch on the work shit. So I had a shitty job that I had to do. And I'm like, fuck, man. I don't know how to... I don't have enough experience to do this job. And then somebody else wanted something done, too. And I'm like, well, I'll try to tackle it. Oh, it went fucking smooth. The first part of it, with which there was some fog of war shit in there, navigated through it, worked out great. I gotta go back there on Wednesday, do some more fog of war shit, but I think I know what to do to have it happen and work out good. And once I get past that, it's great. I have people tug it on me, and I just push it back up to management and saying, I don't have the bandwidth to handle this. It's like I tell my other coworkers, why are you fucking killing yourselves, man? If you don't push back and say, hey, I don't have enough bandwidth to handle this, got so many things going on, they ain't going to hire more people. Lord knows we need a couple more people to help us out, but they ain't going to do it. I love the fact that, we're doing really good financially. You know, we're doing excellent and stuff. Wait until it's raise time. Then it'll be like, oh my God, we're going to close the doors. Oh, it's going to be horrible. Oh, we don't even know how we're going to make it to tomorrow. You look them in the eyes and you say, yeah, I don't think that's what's happening. Because everybody lies. Your employers will lie to you. Everybody will lie to you. It's up to you to determine what the truth is and to call bullshit on it. Or just walk away from it. Just walk away from the liars. So I've resolved my New Year's resolution for 2022 is to literally collect a paycheck without... I'm not volunteering for anything. I'm not working hard. I'm working at a nice, good pace. And, you know what? If they want to say, well, you know, we don't think you're doing it off, I'm be like, really? You don't think I'm doing enough? Well, I got this, this, and this done. Oh, you want me to do twice the amount of work in half the time? No. Sorry. You need to staff up then. So again, live, learn, and keep at it. I gotta end this video relatively soon because I've learned there's a point that I go over that I can't do an easy transfer to put it into production. Production, just my little stupid laptop. But, fuck. I told you guys before, I was up like 50,000 feet above everybody else, and I like came down to 30, 25, 20, 10, just soaring over the trees, and I'm still soaring above my coworkers. Now I'm just gliding through the open glide path of the trees, and guess what? Most of my coworkers are just on the ground in the trenches. So I've, in the last year or so, I have come down greatly, not killing myself, not worrying about stuff. I've taken the attitude of, your shit ain't my shit, you got a problem, I'm here to help. I ain't taking on your stress, I ain't taking on anything except for trying to help. Don't put stress on me, otherwise it's going to take long. I think that's a great way to live life because I got a ZFG, zero fucks given attitude. Oh, there might be an errant fuck in there that I'll give. But for the most part, these past relationships that I've had, well, it doesn't sound like what you're going to say from what you're going to say because of the dream you had. No. These fucking people, they go out on... Do you think they give a thought about you, maybe every once in a while, but do you think they truly care? I'm gonna tell you the answer is no. They don't truly care. And what have we talked about before? The one that cares the least is the one that wins. You can care. It's funny, I said to Widow yesterday or the day before, I said, "So you still liking me?" And she goes, "Like you? I love you." And I go, "Yeah, you're all right yourself." I said, "You're a good woman, and I appreciate your love." So, you gotta temper that shit, because love to one person is not love to another person. Love from one person to a person could be, "I love you because of your resources. I love you because of the things you have. I love you because of the things that you can do and I can share in." It's not, "I love you for who you are." It's, "I love you for what I can get from you." The sooner you recognize that 99% of the relationships that you'll be in your life is the, "I love you for what you can do for me." And the moment you can't do for me is the moment that I don't love you. It's all conditional. You know this. I'm not repeating anything you guys haven't heard before. Just having a conversation, what comes to mind, and talking about things. Oh, the time grows near. The time grows near. I was talking to my mom and I said, "You know, I'm going to be talking to work if I'm still employed there, and just dropping the bomb that I want you to be prepared, because next middle of January to March 1st, basically, end of February, I will be working. Not that I'd like to. I will be working remote during that time." See, okay, let me sidetrack for a second. Most of the time people ask permission. I don't ask permission at work. I don't say, "Hey, can I have Friday off?" I say, "Hey, I'm taking Friday off," or I'm doing this, or "I need to do this." When you ask permission, you leave a doorway open for them to come in and try to fuck with your plans. "Well, we really need you on that day." You've given them the option to come back and say, "Well, you know, we want to derail your plans because we think we're more important than you." No, 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 no. You got to be the most important. You got to realize that, hey, I'm the one here doing the work for you and making money for you as well as myself. You have no control over me. Get it straight that our relationship, and this is what I've had to say. I've said this in an anonymous deal, even though it's not anonymous. I'm like, "Quit pushing your fucking..." I didn't use the word fucking. I said, "Quit pushing your social agendas. Pay me for the job I do, and I'll work for the pay I get. I don't care about being a corporate citizen. I don't care about lesbian gay rights activism. I don't care about Black Lives Matter. I don't care about breast cancer. I don't care about enhancing women in the workplace. I don't fucking care about any of that stuff. I care about making money and pursuing my own dreams in life. Fuck off." And that is a great way to live life. Well, gentlemen, I'm almost out of time here. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. Brace for impact, because the shit is coming soon.
Oh, you say that all the time.
No, just look at the world. You know it deep down. You fucking know it. Brace for impact. And get up. Get moving. The more self-sufficient people we have out there, the less control other fuckers have of you. Peace. There is an art to going your own way. Take care.